If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month.
We're excited to welcome Eric Smith, who's a senior writer covering the Chargers for their website, chargers.com, was at the game just a few hours ago. And Eric, when you hear that final call from Matt, he says, talk about heartbreak. How accurate is that for the Chargers locker room after this game?
Yeah, pretty accurate. That's a good word to describe it. Frustrated would be another word for sure. And you kind of said it right there. Like, the Chargers can hang with the Chiefs, no doubt. Like, they play them close almost every time. They just can't seem to find a way to win consistently against KC. And no team really can in the AFC West. But the Chargers probably give them a fit more than any other team. But, yeah, frustrating tonight. You had the lead early. You had the lead late. And just can't close it out.
Why is that, Eric? In your opinion, what's the major difference still between these two teams?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, you have to give credit to the Chiefs, right? Like, they have a generational quarterback, a generational tight end. Like, Drew Tranquil, the Chargers linebacker tonight, was like, we know that's one of the best tandems in the league, and you have to do all you can to stop it. The Chargers played their tails off, like you said. It's just a play here, a play there. That's really it. Like, both the Chiefs swept the Chargers this year. You know, the Chargers lost both games by a field goal each game.
Right.
They're right there. They're not getting blown out. It's just a play here, a play there. And when you have Patrick Mahomes on the other side, you have to play perfect to win, it feels like. And like I said, the Chargers came up a couple plays short.
What did the defense have to say about keeping track or losing Travis Kelce? He is a big man, Eric, and yet somehow he does this to all kinds of defenses.
Yeah, no, he does. He's phenomenal. Derwin James owned up to it. Like, it was man-to-man. Derwin on Kelce, that's a matchup that both teams probably want, right? Like, the Chargers want Derwin on Kelce, and the Chiefs will want to get Kelce the ball. Derwin just said that Kelce beat him on the route, and he said he kind of got picked a little bit. Like, he did say that. Like, the Chiefs guy kind of got in his way, and by the time he tried to catch up, it was too late. And then Kelce was open, ran across the field and scored. Frustrating was the theme of the entire team, but especially on defense. They said when the offense gets the lead with, a minute 45 left and you go on the field, you expect to get off the field. When you don't, you feel like you kind of let the other side down. And that's exactly how that felt.
Eric Smith is with us from Los Angeles following this Chargers-Chiefs game, another one in the AFC West, where it's kind of astounding, actually, Eric. I heard one of the announcers that I was listening to say it, and of course it's true when you see it in black and white, but the fact that this AFC West was rebuilt in a way that was supposed to make it uber competitive, and the Chargers have been, they just haven't come up with the wins against Kansas City yet, but they're back to .500. The Broncos and Raiders are they're not lost necessarily, but they're scuffling big time, and there once again are the Chiefs, now with a 3-game lead. They're 3 games clear in the West.
I'd say 4, because like they're up 3 games in the standings, yeah, but they have the head-to-head sweep over the Chargers. So they're simply up 4 games with, 7 to go. Everyone pretty much knew, like, in order to have a chance to win the West or at least stay in the race, the Chargers had to win tonight. And now, it seems all but inevitable that I think the Chiefs are going to win it for a 7th year in a row. So that's just keeps on happening.
What are the positives for what you see with the offense, first of all, for the Chargers? You mentioned them having the lead early and late. What did they do well?
Well, they got healthy, sort of. That's sort of funny to say, because, like, having Keenan Allen and Mike Williams come back was such a big boost on the field, but also just, like, emotionally, like, having their two leaders back. And you could see it early. You know, the Chargers, you know, they put up points in the first half. They scored early. Like, they played well. And then Mike Williams has that incredible sideline catch, re-aggravates his ankle, and he was out for the rest of the game. So we'll kind of monitor that. Keenan was supposed to be on a pitch count. He kind of was early, and the mic goes out, so then Keenan had to kind of throw that out the window. And really wasn't on it for the rest of the game because obviously we're short body, so he has to play. You know, I think the potential of this offense is still there. They just need to get everyone on the field, and that just hasn't happened. Like, the three-headed monster, per se, of Keenan, Mike, and then Josh Palmer, you know, he had over 100 yards and two touchdowns tonight. When they're all on the field, the Chargers have weapons for sure. And, you know, throwing Herbert and Austin Eckler. You know, the offense can score, but they just have kind of battled injuries all year. The positive, I think, is, like, the team continues to fight. You know, injuries have ravaged the team from essentially week one. You know, I know they're 500, and I know it's frustrating right now. But I've said it on the record for weeks now. I think the Chargers still make the playoffs. You know, they have seven games left. The schedule gets a little bit easier. They're getting healthier. I think they go on a run and find a way to get in.
What will it take? Will it take a playoff spot for them to have the type of breakthrough that signifies, at least at some point, that they've some ways that they've reached some of their goals, or that they're seeing the fruit of their work and their labor to try to establish a new winning culture?
Yeah, I think that's fair, given the expectations internally and externally going into the year. You know, I think everyone expected the Chargers to compete with the Chiefs for the division, and it was going to go down to the wire. Obviously, we're in week 11, and that's not the case. You know, like I said, the Chargers are right there with the Chiefs. They've been in other games. I think four of their five losses are by a touchdown or less. So they're rarely are they getting blown out. You know, like I said, they've just kind of been ravaged by injuries. But yeah, I think the playoffs is the goal. Like I said, I still think they get in. It's just been a taxing season, mentally, physically on this team. Like, they've spent a lot. They've had to use a lot of players. We'll just kind of see what they got left for the final seven games.
Eric Smith is with us from L.A., covers the Chargers for their website, chargers.com. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. I'm always amazed, and maybe it just sounds or looks different on TV, but the number of visiting fans who seem to crowd into SoFi, it's not like this is just a Chargers challenge. It's also a Rams challenge, too. What did it sound like to you in terms of the balance between the two fan bases?
Yeah, I mean, there were some Chiefs fans there tonight. You know, I know they always travel well. You know, I mean, that's just how it goes. I mean, if I was a Chiefs fan and I lived in, you know, Missouri or whatever, and I could come out to L.A. for the weekend, I might too, you know.
You think?
And I say that I was born in Kansas City, so I'm aware of that. Yeah, fans want to travel, you know, like, we were in San Francisco last week, and there were a lot of Chargers fans there. I think it's just like, you know, fans just travel more now. And, you know, there was a good amount of Chiefs fans there. But, you know, it was plenty loud when the Chargers had the ball, or, you know, had success too.
So, Eric, you talked about the schedule. Just have about 60 seconds here. Moving forward, they've got the Cardinals and Raiders both on the road, and then actually they come back in mid-December with Dolphins and Titans, two teams that are also fighting for the playoffs. Just a quick note about this next month. How critical for the Chargers?
Very, very. You know, the two-game stretch they just played, Niners and Chiefs, is probably the toughest two-game stretch, you know, we've had of the season. And did we win any? No. You know, we lost both games by a combined 9 points. Like I said, 5-5. But if we win the next two, which isn't going to be easy on the road, but possible, right, given the opponents. And, you know, the Raiders, the Chargers have already beaten the Raiders once this year. If they can get to 7-5, that sets up a massive two-game stretch at home against two playoff contenders, two division leaders in the AFC, and then we'll kind of really know what the Chargers are made of. Yeah, it's going to be fascinating. Yeah, but starting Sunday in Arizona, that's got to be a win.
definitely is part of the building process. And Brandon Staley's got them on the right track. They just need a couple of those confidence building victories. You can find Eric on Twitter at Eric_L_Smith. And he covers the team, the Chargers, for their website, chargers.com. Great to catch a couple minutes with you. Happy Thanksgiving, Eric.
Thank you, Amy. Thanks for having me.
If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month. If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month. If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month.